Welcome to another episode of The Master's Playground. Hi, loves. Chrissy Stereo here. Yes. Thursday night, 6 p.m. Time for magic. Oh, my God. Okay. I know I probably sound like the blonde girl in The Muppets, you know, that was all strumming her guitar and stoned. Because I'm like, wow, as I keep this party going, man, I'm literally, all I could say is like, oh, wow. It keeps getting so profound, so magical, so surreal, so matrixy. Case in point. I'm sitting today and I start to go into meditation. And I ended up going deeper than I've ever gone, or from my perspective, higher than I've ever gone. And I had my eyes open. And then literally all of reality went and completely went blurry and shifted. It was weird. It was so like a glitch in the matrix. And then I got a download, right? But just to experience that very subtle shift has knocked me into an even deeper state of my authentic self. So with that, join me, placing our hands in prayer position in front of our heart chakras. Take a breath in. Exhale. And on the next breath, we'll begin. Om. People watching. And the matrix keeps feeling kind of Mona Lisa painting, that smile. I think I know what that smile was about. And everyone looks so beautiful and crude at the same time. So in tonight's episode, we're going to be talking about devotion in motion. Before I get started, I think it's time for a song. I invite you to take the trip with me, okay? I love you guys. Enjoy. Devotion. A feeling of strong love or loyalty. The quality of being devoted. The use of time, money, energy, etc. for a particular purpose. Devotions. Prayer. Worship. Done privately. When we embrace the concept of devotion in relation to all that is, it is astonishing how this quality is so rare in this physical plane. For example, Yogi Bhajan highlights the following. Devotion is a very rare process in life. If you allow it to, it will eat up your ego. So there we have it. That's why it's so rare. Our own egos are at stake. Another quote. Nothing can change the pattern of human destiny until the devotion is so strong that one is willing to sacrifice his patterns. And when that occurs, life is grantedly changed. Elevated consciousness is a surety. Happiness is around the corner. So it's about the discipline of surrendering our ego. Some examples. So when we think about devotion, right? And we know that if we do certain things, that we would be happy. But then our ego will show up and start to create separation, duality, polarization. For example, I know that if I get up every morning at 4 a.m. and meditate from 4 to 7, that I'm totally in balance, in one with the divine all day. But the ego will say, oh, doesn't this bed feel so good though? Keep hitting snooze on the alarm. Or when we talk ourselves out of commitment to a new pattern in our life, one which we know that if we keep doing it, we will be successful. The ego shows up. Doubt, separation, polarity. Really, it's the ego showing up and communicating fear of success. Or when we choose to swim in our minds rather than our hearts. Okay. So that's devotion. So let's look at it from a planetary level.
What?
Yes. Come with me on this ride, man, I'm telling you. When we look at Jupiter, the biggest planet, Jupiter being in Leo at present, this particular planet in our soul, it's the largest one in our solar system. And its qualities, astrologically, when we look at it on a chart, when we look at the vibrational frequency that it's creating for us in this ride, it's expansive. It basically creates and expands whatever trip we're on. Our ride. This illusionary reality. So whatever it is that we're vibrating at is expanded with Jupiter. And it's trying to get heart-based energy through. But then we look at Saturn. And with Saturn, this is the planet that constricts everything. Its whole purpose is to give us discipline for us to manifest. And lastly, we'll look at Venus. Venus is the planet that makes it all worth it. Many of us have been on an automatic program that has us thinking how we want to experience Venus, where everything is worth it, without the commitment. This is where devotion comes in. Devotion is the fuel that keeps you running to get to the Venus. It is that makes it worth it. What to play now? I have so many options, you guys. Okay, I think I'm going to go down this road. It's so hard to, like, be a DJ on the spot sometimes. It's only my career. All right. I think I'm going to go down this road. Enjoy. Thank you. You're listening to The Master's Playground. My name is Chrissy Stereo. Discipline over dominion. You will never have a greater or lesser dominion than that over yourself. The height of man's success is gauged by his self-mastery. The depths of his failure by his self-abandonment. Leonardo da Vinci. The notion of freedom proclaimed by the modern world is anti-discipline. But true freedom cannot be separated from discipline. Matthew Kelly. So we all get ideas. We all have passions. And we want to do things because they're worth it. But it's that middle part. The devotion, that is what gets us there. Again, devotion is the fuel for the vehicle. It is the fuel that goes into our tank. And that is what is lacking. You know, recently I've been learning about my own discipline. Asking myself, where is it that my own ego is getting in the way? Where am I not one with the divine? What I'm discovering is pretty amazing. It's indescribable in a way. And the ego keeps showing up and says, "No, man, no, you're fine here, you're cool. Don't worry about it. You know, you got this. You don't have to surrender this. No, it's cool." But with each discovery that I'm making within my own self. And I'm sharing this because I kind of feel like it's the process. With each little nook and cranny area that I identify within my own self that is separate from the divine, from that one-to-one relationship, the unity, when the one meets the zero, it becomes the 11. The zero being infinity. So with each little nook and cranny that I'm discovering, right? The trip, man. The ride. The matrix. It's getting a lot more magical. You know, if this, back in the day when I was exploring my shadow self and dropping acid and going to raves and doing my thing, I remember acid feeling like this. Side note. Anyways. So yeah, I'm thankful. The divine is showing me where I can surrender even more. Discovering that yes, that too I can surrender. It's time for another song. Enjoy. Master's Playground. My name is Chrissy Stereo. Yes, we are talking about devotion, my loves. Yes. Devotion is how we could shift into true co-creation. Bhakti. Bhakti is the creative power, the original creation on earth. The original creative power. Bhakti is the yoga of devotion. So all you yoganinis out there, you can do yoga by practicing devoting every moment to God, to the divine. Bhakti is the yoga of devotion. Bhakti is the act of surrender, devotion, and commitment. The focus of bhakti is that of obeying. Every moment, every breath, every action, every bite that you take, every chant that you do, all of that is bhakti. Devotion all in favor and in honor of the one true spirit. An example. When you eat, I am feeding God. When you perform an action, you're performing it for God. Every breath. Every breath that you take. No, not the song. You're breathing for God. Bhakti. Welcome back to the Master's Playground. My name is Chrissy Stereo. Hi, loves. Yeah. What an amazing journey. I say it every week. But behind the scenes, I say it like literally every day. We're talking about devotion. Yes. What does it really mean to be devoted? Why even bother? It's the fuel for the vehicle. Of making it all worth it and manifesting, co-creating. Bhakti, that's the yoga of devotion, surrender, and commitment. And then we have Shakti. Shakti is the divine spiritual power within every human being. Known by many names in many parts of the world, it is the sacred inner presence of the divine within, the sacred light and love. In each of us, and guides us to union with the One, the ultimate reality beyond all phenomena. Inseparable. Shakti is manifestation. Kundalini Shakti is each individual's own personal spiritual director who strives to lead us to constant awareness of Source. It is Kundalini Shakti who empowers are striving for spiritual attainment and who works to lead us to full spiritual realization. All human beings, regardless of where you're from, what time period you lived on planet Earth, what religion you're totally bonding with, kind of culture you're grooving, who your peeps are, or what kind of vessel you are in. Kundalini Shakti is a holy, omnipotent, luminous presence that urges us to cooperate with her efforts to increase our spiritual awareness and growth. So Shakti is the power of the universe. In this consciousness, we experience our power and strength as manifested in the mantra, God in me. Me and God are one. We tap into this energy, Shakti, to manifest here on Earth. For example, just take a look at women. Women are born with all of their eggs in their ovaries. Born with that creative Shakti on board. So when we combine our Shakti with our devotion, Bhakti, that is when we start manifesting with our devotion. Remember, devotion is the fuel for the vehicle. It is the path of co-creation. It is the path of manifestation. God and me. Me and God are one. the energies that we can anticipate for the coming week. The Knight of Wands. This is going to be the week where we now are calling to a higher good. We know our purpose. It's going to be a week of passionately being committed to that which inspires us. We're going to have the forces that we need to move forward. It's growth and rapid growth. I'm laughing because it's like, gets even more profound. Wow. It already feels like a mid-90s rave. Yeah. The energies to navigate with. Being firmly invested in faith. Ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. What is the gift of the coming week? A message is going to be sent or received of a loving or spiritual nature. I love you guys. Beautiful. It becomes so beautiful. May the long time sun shine upon you. All love surround you and the pure light within you.
Love yourself.
Love yourself.
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 Love each
love
other.
Each
love
other.
Each other.
Each other.
Each other.
Each other.
Each other.
Each other.
We are one.
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 We are
we are
the divine,
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 the divine.
Blessings,
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 blessings.
The Master's Playground.